In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I want to thank the Lord today for the beautiful week we had last week, the School of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for showing up. I thank you for Jesus who did miracles. I thank you for the cross that's our salvation. Father, thank you for all you did for us last week. Thank you for providing for us the funds that we needed. Thank you, Father, for the beautiful School of the Holy Spirit. Jesus showed up, and he did miraculous things. John 13:20. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me. Are you receiving me today? Because God sent me to you. If you receive me, you're receiving Jesus. Whoever receives me, whoever receives Jesus, receives him who sent me, that's the Father. If you receive Jesus, you receive the Father who sent him. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit. Now, why would Jesus be troubled in spirit? Because one of his own friends is going to betray him. One of his own friends that has been with him from the beginning is going to betray him. Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, that's John, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him and said, "Ask Jesus of whom he was speaking." And so while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Are you going to betray Jesus today? Are you going to tell people you don't know him? Are you going to betray Jesus today? We were having dinner on Saturday night, and a lady came up to me and said, "Would you pray for my friend who has cancer?" So we prayed over her. We prayed over her that God would heal the friend of this cancer. The only thing that we can do is to pray. God is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Jesus answered, "It is the one for whom I put the piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Judas would betray Jesus. Do not betray Jesus. You know, we kiss him and we say, "You know, I don't know him." Just like Peter said, "I don't know him." Don't betray Jesus. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." In other words, go to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and deny me and show me, tell them where he's going to be so that we can arrest him. Now, no one at the table knew that he was said this to Judas. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the Passover," or that he should give something to the poor. They didn't understand. They didn't understand that Judas had already made a plan for money to betray Jesus Christ. My Lord, my Lord. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out. Satan entered him, and it was night. Oh yes, Jesus is the light. Night and the darkness and night are opposite of the light. It was night. It was night when the devil works. It was night because Jesus is the light. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, not tomorrow, but now. And God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer." Why? Because I'm going to the Father. "You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, Where I am going, you cannot come. Not now, at least, you know. I give you a new commandment. This is a new commandment. That you love one another just as I have loved you. That you love one another even unto the point of death. Even as I have loved you. Jesus died for us on the cross. His love for us was shown in the pouring out of his blood for us to the last drop. You also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Do people know that you're a disciple of God, a disciple of Jesus? Do you have love for people? Not condemnation. Love. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterward. Yes, Peter did that when he died. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Here's Peter with his big mouth. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. So Judas betrayed him, and Peter denied him. Do we deny Jesus? Do we deny Jesus? Do we tell people about Jesus? Do we tell people about the cross? Do we tell people about the resurrection? Do we tell people about the healings that take place? I was praying with a little girl who was, I'd say, 14, and I prayed with her, and her hip was healed of all pain. Yes, Jesus did that. Jesus did that. Truly, truly, I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. Imagine. Imagine. They were with Jesus from the beginning, and still they counted their life worth more than testifying to Jesus. Chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In other words, you have a choice. Are you going to have your heart be troubled? Remember, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus comes to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. In God, believe also in me. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Jesus goes to the Father to prepare a place for the disciples and for us who love him. Oh yes, he goes to prepare a place for us. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. Where's that? In heaven. Oh yes, God wants us, to his children, when we die, to be in heaven. To be in heaven with Jesus because of the great sacrifice that Jesus made in dying on the cross and in shedding his blood. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Thomas is very honest. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. Do not listen to Oprah. Oprah says there are many ways to Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's real. You say it's not fair. Well, I'm going to tell you about being fair. The only way to get to Holy Rosary is Shirley Street. That's the only way to get to Holy Rosary. You have to be on Shirley Street. The only way to the Father is through Jesus' shed blood and his resurrection. That's the only way to the Father. If you like it, good for you. If you don't like it, too bad. It's true anyway. If you know me, you will know my Father also. Why? Because the Father is in Jesus, and Jesus is in the Father. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and that will make us satisfied. Philip doesn't know. Jesus said to Philip, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Why? Because I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. "How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." That's right. Jesus worked only by revelation. He did only what the Father told him to do. We see in John 9, the man born blind, the Father told Jesus that he could give the man sight. We see in John 5, at the pool of Bethesda, the man was healed after being sick for 38 years. I tell you, Jesus does exactly what he sees the Father doing. And we need to do exactly what we see Jesus doing. He said, "We shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed." Not only do we go to the best doctors, but we go to people that pray. Today I want you to pray for Henry. Henry's getting better, but we need a little more life in one of his legs. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Henry and Kathy. We pray miracles in their lives. We thank you that you have taken Henry so far, that he's eating 2,000 calories a day. Now, Lord, get that left leg moved so that he would be able to come to Holy Rosary on a wheelchair. We ask this in Jesus' name. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not believe me, then believe because of the works themselves. What works? The man born blind. Wine from water. The pool at Bethesda. The multiplication of the fish and loaves. If you don't believe me, believe because of the works. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. Do you believe in Jesus? He says you're going to do the same works that he did. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Jesus says we're going to do the same works that he did, and even greater works, because he's ascending to the Father. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That we can do, you can do the same works that Jesus did if you love him. You can do even greater works because he goes to the Father. Like, do you believe that? One person said, "Well, I thought Jesus was just, you know, making a statement." It's a statement of truth. Just like he said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He says, "You shall do greater things than me because I go to the Father." Yes, that's what he said. And that's what he meant. Whether you believe it or not, it's true anyway. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We ask things in the name of Jesus, so that the Father will be glorified in Jesus, in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Henry, and that his left leg would be straightening out. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. The promise of the Holy Spirit. If you loved me, like, do you love Jesus today? Have you told him, "Lord Jesus, I love you"? If you loved me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. The first advocate is Jesus. The second advocate is the Holy Spirit. And I will ask you, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither knows me nor knows the Father. Have you received the Holy Spirit? At baptism you did. But have you had an encounter with Jesus Christ? Have you received the Holy Spirit? That Spirit comes when we're thirsty and hungry for God. That Spirit comes when we've reached the end of our rope and we call upon the name of Jesus to give us everything that we need in the Holy Spirit. You know him because he abides with you. That's the Holy Spirit abides with the disciples. And he will be in you. Oh yes, he will be in you. John 20, when he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He will be in you. That's what happened to John 20. I will not leave you orphaned. No, he's going to give us the Holy Spirit to live within our lives. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. Do you live? Are you living today? Who are you living for today? Are you living for the money in your bank? Or are you living for Jesus Christ? Who are you living for today? Oh Lord, we want to live for your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to tell you how much we love you and how much we love him. We want to tell you that we are in need of him. We want to tell you that without him, we have nothing. Without Jesus, we have nothing. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Do you know that Jesus is in you, and the Father is in you, through the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that you are a temple of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he dwells within your heart? They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. Do you keep the commandments of the Lord, especially to love God with your whole heart, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as Jesus loves us, even unto death? And those who love me will be loved by my Father. Ah, do you love Jesus today? I love you, Jesus. Therefore, I am loved by the Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Oh God, reveal yourself to us. Jesus, reveal yourself to us. The revelation. Take the sheet off of our hearts as you did with Paul in the 9th chapter of Acts. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word. Do you love him today? Then you have to keep his word to love. And my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home in them. If you love Jesus and keep his word, the Father and the Son come to dwell in your heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. Jesus only speaks what the Father tells him to speak. He speaks by revelation. Jesus only does the miracles that he sees the Father doing by revelation. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I said to you. I tell you, the great teacher now is the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. He's going to teach us everything. He's going to teach us everything. He's going to remind us what Jesus has said to us in the Scriptures. Peace I leave with you. Oh, yes, that's what we need, Jesus. We need your peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Don't let your heart be afraid, because you're loved. You heard me saying to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. Now I'm going to tell you what that means. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus, he did not count himself equal to the Father, something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Oh yes, he emptied himself of the glory. That's why he says, the Father is greater than I. He's speaking as a slave to the Father. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. That's the enemy. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Oh yes, he only does what the Father shows him to do. This is Jesus, you know, the true Son of God, equal to the Father in all ways, but empties himself, and so he says, the Father is greater than I. Rise, let us be on our way. And what does that mean? He probably is going to the Mount of Olives. Chapter 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower, the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. What is fruit for God? People. Let me just ask you, you know, the least gift that God gives us is money. If we cannot be trusted with money, we cannot be trusted with people, things that God knows really matters. Jesus gave his life for people. Jesus, right now, in heaven, is praying for you and for me. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit, more people. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Abide in Jesus as the branch abides in the vine, so that you will produce fruit, people to bring into the kingdom of God, people to bring into the kingdom of God. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. I love that. The same life that flows through the vine, the Holy Spirit, flows through the branches, the Holy Spirit. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. That's right. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. This is real. Apart from Jesus, the only thing we can do is sin. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire. If you don't abide in Jesus, you're going to be thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Again, we pray for Henry. We pray that his left leg would move. We pray in the name of Jesus. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. Oh yes, God wants us to be fruit bearers, bringing people into the kingdom of God and become, being fruit bearers and become my disciples. We become his disciples by producing fruit, by bringing people into the kingdom. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Listen to that again. As God the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves me and you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This is powerful, that we are loved by Jesus the way the Father loves Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves us. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. What's the commandment? That we would love each other even to the point of death. That we would love each other even to the point of death. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you. Do you have his joy today? And that your joy may be complete. Do you have the joy of the Lord? We'll stop there and we'll continue tomorrow with the 12th verse. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Jesus, Son of the living God, we ask in your name that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit in new and wonderful ways. We ask in your name that Jesus would be glorified in our life and that people would know that God sent Jesus by the love that we have one for another. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. Our finances are very low. If you are blessed by these broadcasts, that's you I'm talking to, please help us. Go to inseason.net and leave something on PayPal or mail it to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.